This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What will be four nights. Actually, HempFest is going on all the way through Sunday night, although we're going to be back in Keene at that time because it ends kind of in at like 9 o'clock on Sunday, which is different. I figured, you know, it was going to end earlier, but they're going to be rocking and rolling here until dark falls on Sunday.
They're going to be dragging themselves into work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And I'm expecting the crowd to get bigger tonight. I mean, there were probably a few hundred people here, maybe several hundred people here yesterday in total.
So I understand it, yeah.
And now, you know, it's Friday evening. People are getting off of work.
They're driving in.
Yep, they're going to come up here from people coming from as far away as Maryland and Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
to come up here. Most, of course, coming from New York and Vermont and New Hampshire, Massachusetts.
Sure. Wasn't there one guy from California?
I think you might be right about that. Yeah. So good crowd here so far this weekend. Real peaceful bunch. But of course, it's the hippies. And we've been doing our outreach table. You and I, Daryl, have been talking with people about Bitcoin and, liberty and knowing your rights with the police.
Yes.
And things like that. And had a fairly good response from folks this weekend. We've also got the Shire Society Declaration, which you can sign over at ShireSociety.com to declare your independence. You don't have to do it in real life. You can do it online. But we've got people signing that this weekend, too. So, I've been enjoying meeting these folks and reaching out to a different crowd than we normally would when we're at a camping festival, which we've done previous camping festivals that are only really exclusive to the Liberty community. So I'm glad that we're here, and you can still join us. There's a full day on Saturday to the late night. Like, bands are going into the late night tonight and Saturday night, as I understand it, and also, again, all day long on Sunday. We're at Rogers Campground, which is just an absolutely spectacular view of the White Mountains here in New Hampshire. Just to come up for this location is probably worth your while.
Yeah.
Just because it's so pretty here.
I think
the weather's been great.
I think it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. I mean, I hesitate to use the superlative because I fall into it too often. But, man, I just love the view from Rogers Campground.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it in my life. So it's fantastic here. The campground is great. It's actually, being kept pretty clean. Hippies are sort of known for you pack it in, you pack it out. That's kind of their mentality, and they seem to have been doing that.
Yeah.
There's a garbage truck going around here constantly. I know the owner of the campground was a little nervous about the clientele. And
understandably so, because we've
going to be a lot of people.
Well, we've seen how the trash can sort of build up with libertarians who claim to profess personal responsibility, but a lot of the times they'll then say, well, somebody's being paid to do it, so I don't care if I make a mess because somebody's getting paid to do the job. And if I cleaned up my mess, then I'd be preventing somebody from having a job.
Yeah, I remember at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few years ago on one of the late nights down by the pavilion, there's a bunch of picnic tables out, and they were just covered with empty beer bottles and other detritus afterwards, even though trash cans weren't more than a few feet away.
I was helping some people, put stuff in the trash cans, and then we filled up the trash cans, and there was still stuff piled up on tables.
So right now on the stage, there's another band kicking off here. They had some speechifying going on. Actually, Jordan Page, you guys had him on last night. He just rocked it.
Yeah, and we got a recording of his amazing speech that at some point, once we get back to Keene,
we'll put it in.
Will be put in as an after show.
That's so cool. I'm glad that we're doing that. That was a great idea because it was such a good speech. I was listening to it at the booth that we were running as he was doing it. And I just thought, is this Ron Paul? Like, did Ron Paul write this? No, Jordan actually wrote the thing himself, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, and we had Jordan on the show for the first hour last night, so if you missed that, you can always go to the archives at freetalklive.com.
So they've had speechifying going on today, talking out against, of course, the war on drugs, and, hoping for more freedom in our life. lifetime. I think it's a great crowd to have a Liberty message reached out to. I mean, they're open-minded, I think, to that.
Now, there was something that was supposed to have happened that did not happen earlier with the speechification, to where one of the gubernatorial candidates here in New Hampshire had a speech time, and we were told that he refused to go up on stage because there either was no crowd or not a sufficiently sized crowd.
Yeah, basically, people didn't even start getting up until around noon today, it seemed like. And even after that, there was, like, nobody out at the band area. Plenty of people milling around in the park, you know, going and getting lunch and hanging out at campsites.
We were about three or four rows back from where the entrance into the little field area is, plus a good ways up the hill, and we were able to hear everything just fine.
Yeah, it sounds
great. The audio's great, and I think the sound guys are doing a fantastic job.
So what are your thoughts on a gubernatorial candidate refusing to get up on stage to give a speech?
You know, I don't blame him. He's a politician. You're talking about a guy named Frank Edelblue. He's sort of the most pro-marijuana-friendly Republican gubernatorial candidate here in New Hampshire. You can't blame a politician for not wanting to speak to no immediate audience. As Rich Paul, we were talking with him today, pointed out that if some, you know, journalist is there and takes a picture of Frank Edelblue speaking to an empty space, even though everyone in the campground can hear him.
Right, but this is not a Frank Edelblue rally. So right, the claim that...
The Facebook memes don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, but, you know, the claim is it would be a journalist reporting in the mainstream media, and journalists are supposed to do this thing called homework. So if a journalist says Frank Edelblue rally brings zero people, well, there are several factual inaccuracies there, because it's not a Frank Edelblue rally. It's a completely different event that Frank was asked to speak at. So it's not Frank's fault that a bunch of stoned people didn't wake up before noon.
I guess the answer to your question for me is I don't care that Frank Edelblue chose not to speak in front of a largely empty audience. What do you think, Daryl? Is it because he's a Republican that you're all upset at him?
No. If he were a Democrat or a Libertarian, I would still be giving him a hard time.
Nah.
If Gary Johnson were invited to speak and said, I'm not speaking because there's no crowd, I would give Gary a hard time as well.
Well, then the question,
I think if you have made a commitment to give a speech, then you should follow through and give the speech.
I tend to agree. I mean, then the question becomes, like, while I can understand from a politician's perspective why he didn't, I
view this as an integrity thing.
Well, I'm with you. Well, he's a politician. Of course,
it's a hymn fest. I mean, like, nobody out there really knows what's coming next. We've been looking at the schedule. They're a little behind. I mean, come on. Just because it doesn't match the internet doesn't mean it's an integrity issue.
The question is...
No, the integrity issue comes from you were asked to give a speech, and then you refused to give the speech.
Well, you probably were asked to give the speech with the presumption that there would be an audience.
But wait a minute. So then the question is, what size does the audience need to be?
Agreed.
2 people? 10 people? 20 people? I mean, at what point...
That's why I said there was either no audience or not a sufficiently sized, because there are a bunch
there
of vendors in that area.
Yep. That's correct. That's why I'm saying, you know, what
so
would
it's
make
not,
him happy?
There was no one in the area to even hear him. This is not a tree falls in the woods and nobody is around to hear it. So does Frank Edelblue give a speech?
Well, had they invited me up, Daryl, to take his place, I would have accepted gladly and come up with something off the cuff. But if you want to join us here tonight, by the way, I don't think we've even mentioned the toll-free numbers yet. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Scott. Oh, no, we don't have Scott.
We don't have Scott.
No, we're on location here.
We're also not on YouTube or Facebook Live tonight.
Yep, so sorry for all of our video listeners. You don't get on any of those perks while we're in the middle of the woods and have virtually no internet connection. It takes like a minute to pull up an article, a news article, just to talk about these things.
You wish. I've been trying to pull up this article for the last 20.
Oh, you got nothing.
I got nothing.
All right. Well, we've got news to talk about here, of course. I mean, we always bring things to the table. At some point, you know, because it's HempFest, we're kind of doing things differently with the, like normally, Mark, you schedule, if we're on one of these remotes, we're talking with guests, you schedule them in. You're like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7:30, who's going to be on? Here, it's just like, come on in if you feel like it. And,
yep.
You know, whoever wanders in, wanders in. So we shall see. I'm hoping we're going to talk to a former cop here this evening who's now joined law enforcement against prohibition. And, of course, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're live from New Hampshire HempFest at Rogers Campground, and this is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Yeah, it's New Hampshire Hemp Fest. And you're listening to Free Talk Live. We're here at Rogers Campground. You still have plenty of time to come out and join us. You can grab a day pass or the weekend. Come on out for Saturday and or Sunday. It's a growing crowd right now. A Tool tribute band has taken the stage. They call themselves Schism. Playing some.
I believe the official name is Tool tribute band Schism.
I highly doubt.
Really?
Why would
That's
somebody?
That's how
name
they it? Were just introduced. Tool tribute band Schism. It's like a Tribe Called Quest. I'm fairly certain you have to
really?
Say the entire thing.
Really? See, I've never heard of that.
Prince was known as the artist formerly known as Prince because there was some weird naming thing.
Well, they're rocking it out there, and I'm sure the crowd's enjoying it. So you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We have some sort of Hemp Fest-related stories about the, well, in this case, not really the war on drugs, although tangentially, Austin, Texas, there's been a spike in emergency calls for the synthetic drugs, synthetic cannabis known as K2. We'll tell you about that.
Something that would not even exist were it not for
the war
on drugs.
Exactly. Liberland, though, is where there may be legal drugs in the very near future.
Woo-hoo.
And lots of other things that are you know, peaceful should be legal in Liberland, because it's basically a country that's being formed by libertarians and voluntarists in Europe. Now, it's right between Croatia and Serbia. It's a little 3-square-mile plot of land that neither country actually claims, so some liberty-minded folks went there, sunk a flag in the ground, and called it Liberland, and they're trying to get recognized by other nations. In fact, 7 Polish legislators have proposed recognition of Liberland, and the Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay that makes the case for statehood for Liberland. There's a bunch of big-name folks behind it, like Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com. He has stated his support and financial support for Liberland, and now more than 100,000 people have signed up for citizenship, but not all of them are going to get it because you have to contribute substantially to the growth of Liberland in order to become a citizen there. So if you want to learn more about Liberland, visit their website, liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org. So in Austin, where cannabis is not legal in Texas. It's not. I don't even think it's been decriminalized in Texas.
So. I don't even think they have medical or therapeutic.
They can make sure that you can't take an Uber, though.
Right. Well, Austin. Yeah. Austin doesn't like Uber and Lyft.
Or Arcade City.
By weird, Austin means statist.
So Austin police are working to figure out where the supply of K2, which is a synthetic cannabinoid, which means it was basically they ate cannabis in a lab, changed a few of the molecules around or whatever, and then they made ripped off or borrowed from or tried to copy. But
synthesized.
Yeah, it can't be an exact copy, however, because then
it would be cannabis.
THC. So they come close, and some people have had some really bad experiences.
Yeah, we actually know somebody that smoked something that he just referred to as spice in a video that he made. And he was talking about how he flung his pet turtles around his room.
Oh, my God.
And he thought that he was going to die. And several hours later, he still had turtle bedding in his hair. And
yeah, I did something. It wasn't K2. I forget what it was called. But I started to notice after 2 hits of it that I had begun to trip on that and, you know, hallucinate visually.
Okay.
And I thought, that's far enough. I did not continue beyond the first 2 hits because it was fairly intense. So nothing like a cannabis experience whatsoever. It was some of them that I've tried in the past, I've only done it a few times, have been close.
I've never tried them, but I've been around the people that were smoking them, and I have to say they smell like burnt plastic.
Yeah, it's not particularly pleasant.
This
smelling.
Is bad, kids.
Bad. It's very bad. And
right.
I know what burnt plastic smells like because I used to work in a plastics factory.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, Daryl, it's because of prohibition of cannabis that these synthetics exist, because they're a workaround for prohibition.
Right.
Oh, well, we can't sell this chemical structure? Well, we can sell this chemical structure instead.
Then why does margarine exist?
That was World War II, was it not? When
margarine exists because the government created it And there was like a shortage on milk or something.
I thought it was because they were sending a lot of butter overseas in World War II or something.
Might have been that they were sending the butter and milk overseas. Well, we can't be giving you Americans this butter stuff.
We've
got to send this to our brave men and women killing people overseas. You get this artificial stuff.
You have to make sacrifices for our boys and the troops.
And I remember talking to people that grew up in that area or during that era, and they were saying that at the time the margarine came in this little plastic pouch that had a dye pack on it, and you would squeeze the dye pack and then like massage it because it was initially white and the dye pack turned it yellow.
Wow.
That way it would look like butter.
That's crazy. I can't believe it's not butter. So anyway, Friday morning, Austin Travis County EMS said medics responded to more than 15 more incidents involving 17 patients from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. on Thursday. Since August 24th, ATCEMS said they have responded to more than 60 K2 incidents involving 69 patients in just the last 36 hours.
Wow. Was this on the college campus, near the college campus?
No, it's just Austin.
Right, and the University of Texas is in Austin.
I have no idea. Austin Police Lieutenant Kurt Thomas, it's not the college cops who are commenting here, it's Austin PD. He said the area outside of the Arch downtown is a hot spot for K2 dealers. Quote, you see our suppliers or dealers are coming into this area and taking advantage of the opportunity to attack that market. He said the drug can be appealing because of the cheap price and its availability. Now, that's interesting that K2 now has street dealers. I know there was some sort of federal government changes when it came to synthetic drugs. I wonder what the legal status of K2 is right now. Are they still able to dodge the federal or state rules by changing the chemical structure, or have they somehow outlawed?
I believe the federal ban listed certain brand names and certain structures that they knew to exist.
He said the drug can be appealing because of its cheap price and availability, and they're cracking down on this local supply. While they believe much of the K2 drug is manufactured overseas, they think this recent batch causing a spike in 9/11 calls is from Houston. Quote, we're focusing on removing those that are putting this out there. So I guess it is illegal. It sounds like. At a press conference Friday, police were careful to not call the problems with K2 this week a bad batch because they say that all K2 is bad. Austin,
here.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a real tragedy, and if cannabis were legal, then this problem never would have happened. And if it were legalized, this problem probably would be likely solved because when given the choice, I think a lot of people would prefer the natural product to the chemical imitator,
if
you will.
Again, we know people that they would smoke these synthetics because they would have to go give a P-test. And if the P-test comes up with cannabis, then, well, you're, you know, either getting fired or going to jail. But
and they won't show
the K2 stuff, because it's a synthetic, it, you know, is able to dodge the test.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us online. You've got some HempFest-related news, Daryl, with the one of the biggest ones in the country possibly shutting down. Of course, you can also dial in and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. We're live from New Hampshire HempFest. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. We're here at HempFest, New Hampshire HempFest, with some great bands, great music, really good people here. NHMFest.com is where you can go to learn more about the event. Tickets are available at the gate, and they'd be happy to let you in just for Saturday or Sunday, so it's still not too late to come up here. If you're in the New England area, then you should definitely be here, because this is what's happening. And we're going to be here tonight and, of course, tomorrow night broadcasting Free Talk Live live. We'll still, of course, take your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
By the way, if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at JAXX.io or the Apple or Google app stores. There's no wallet like it. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash. Dash was just added to Jax, and they're probably going to be adding more currencies in the future. There's also Shapeshift integration, which is, I think, one of the coolest features of Jax, where you can actually take your Bitcoin, and let's say you want to convert it into Ether, you don't have to leave the app.
Right.
You can do it right there from within your wallet, which is amazing, and that's thanks to Shapeshift.io, of course. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, which he's one of the founders of Ethereum and also a Free Talk Live listener. It's easy to back up your wallet, recover your funds, so you don't have to worry about losing your phone or anything like that. You can always get your Bitcoin back if you back up. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Plus, it's cross-platform, so you can use it on your smartphone, tablet, computer, pretty much whatever operating system you're using. There's likely a Jax for you, plus browser plugins as well. You can go and get them over at Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. So, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. We're going to kind of keep going on the drug war slash related stories topics here. Daryl, you've got one from the Northwest.
Yeah, so the Seattle Hemp Fest just celebrated its 25th anniversary. And
that's a long run.
It is, but apparently that run might be coming to an end. MyNorthwest.com reports back in July we learned that Seattle Hemp Fest was struggling financially. This was due in part to visitors not offering up financial support. On their GoFundMe page, for example, HempFest organizers claim there's been a lack of donations from the community and attendees, but attendance has also struggled, sometimes impacted by weather. According to the Seattle Times, a first-day rainout last year cost the festival $140,000. Seattle's HempFest likes to label itself a protestival, but there's not much to protest. Certainly not issues that are easily understandable. You have a day's worth of speakers, but no one really listens to their message. Folks are just camping out, either getting high, hanging out, or perusing tables of bongs to purchase.
Well, I think that look, there's Oktoberfests out there. You know, there are alcohol events.
But wait a minute. Was Oktoberfest designed around legalizing alcohol? No. It was just a celebration of drinking,
beer,
right?
And the harvest. You're right. Celebrating the harvest.
They are today here in the United States. I mean, they're basically beer festivals, and with a few girls in some tight Germanesque outfits, which is frankly awesome. Some sausages. Let's not forget the sausages.
Lots of girls here, by the way, at HempFest going tacos with pasties today.
There's I was trying to get a picture of one who was running around with fairy wings with no shirt on. That was kind of funny.
Yep.
But you won't see that at the Oktoberfest
or the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I just think that it's possible to transition your hemp festival from a protestival
to a celebration.
Into a celebration. And that's what Oktoberfest is. And it's, I mean, you've got music.
Maybe it needs to be scaled down. I mean, if you get a rainy day and it costs you $140,000, there's something seriously wrong there as far as I'm concerned. Like, that seems like they're paying way too much for whatever it is they're doing. I don't know if it's bands or what it is they're paying for this, but it would be interesting to hear how much they've spent on the New Hampshire Hemp Fest just to compare. And obviously, Seattle Hemp Fest is probably a much larger event with maybe 10,000 people or something like that.
Yeah, Free Talk Live doesn't have the relationship with these organizations to be able to find out what their operating costs are. I mean, those are kind of proprietary.
Sure.
You know.
At the very least, I hope we'll get to find out the attendance numbers from this weekend when everything's all set.
I can tell you there's been hundreds here.
And the article here continues. It says there just doesn't seem to be much local evidence of interest in the activities, or rather the activist nature of HempFest.
Well, why should there be? I mean, if you think about
it. And that's what they ask. Right. Should there be? Even before legalization, residents of Seattle were openly embracing cannabis, and police were not getting involved on a regular basis. After legalization, there's even less interest in the activism side.
Yeah, of course.
Moreover, the author says
there are very few alcohol activists out there, even though alcohol is regulated in all 50 states.
Well,
it is not free.
The only alcohol activists there are the ones trying to further criminalize it, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
No, in some states there are alcohol activists. There are activists trying to legalize homebrew. There are activists
trying
to allow for
mostly
a higher ABV. I know because I'm a member of an organization in Alabama that has been struggling for a decade some of these issues.
And there are still dry counties in America.
Right. But, you know, that's all true. But the average drinker has access to all the alcohol they could ever possibly want for the most part. So they don't have...
There are beers that I would love to try that are illegal.
I got you, dude. But still. You're an activist, right? Like, first and foremost, that's what you do. That's what I do.
True.
That's what we... That's our kind of our lifestyle. The average person, they're content to get some craft beers or some cheap beers or whatever, hard liquor.
Most people are content to get cheap. Tell them the beers that I like are $4 a bottle. Ask me why I'm crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are the kind of people who are just going to kick back. They're going to watch their TV set and happy they have. They see no out there and, you know, do anything about it. So I'm not surprised that Seattle Hemp Fest is floundering at this point. It sounds like it's run its course. I mean, why not go ahead and either scale it down to a much smaller event that is affordable and or end it entirely? There's nothing wrong with going out on top. I mean, it's bad to have some sort of event that just sort of whittles away and dies off.
Well, right. I mean, if you've got the momentum and you've got the crowds, you've got people that will come in, it's something you don't want to give up.
Sure. No, I got you.
Right, but again,
it sounds like the crowds aren't giving any money, however.
Right, and when you lose $140,000 because of a one-day rainout...
That sounds like a good problem to me. When you lose $140,000 because of one-day rainout, that means that every other day of your festival is worth $140,000.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, you are smoking if your problem is that one day gets rained out and you've got you lose $140,000. Now, I'm not saying that this is the most well-run organization in America. I would suspect quite to the contrary. But I hear some good problems, and somebody who knows what they're doing could step in with this festival and make it something fantastic, is what I guess.
I think that's possible, but again, and I have to agree with Ian here, where he's saying that your average person isn't going to see the need to go to some sort of festival like this unless
like you
turn
going.
It into, well,
they're
this
just
is
not
saying that, well, right. And, you know,
they're going to get a bong. They're going to hang out with their friends. They're going to smoke up in the park or wherever it is they're holding this thing. But they're like, well, why should I contribute to this? They're letting us in for free. Weed's already legal, and so I'll spend the $40 on a
right,
bong.
Right, but even here in New Hampshire, you were at the 420 rally this year. I was there, and it seems like this year was a lot smaller than in years past. And I heard some people say, well, because we're so close to winning the war on drugs,
they're
people
already
don't
quitting.
See the need to come out.
Well,
but, you know, like, you have to keep showing up, or otherwise you're going to wind up losing your rights. And what you think you're close to attaining, you're never going to get.
I think that's true in the case of New Hampshire. In the case of Seattle, they look like
we won.
They crossed the finish line. But now look, you don't, just because a festival doesn't have ticketing doesn't mean that they don't make money. Vendors can make,
be true.
What makes the difference. So you need to bring people for the vendors. And, you know, things can morph over time.
Vendors are definitely happier with a large crowd. No doubt about it. And the crowd will be larger if there's no admission fee. Our toll free number tonight is 855-450. Free 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Live from Hemp Fest, it's Free Talk Live.
Because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's the third annual Hemp Fest, but the first one to ever be held at Rogers Campground, which is a favorite place of us here on Free Talk Live. We've come here for other festivals in the past and have transitioned over to Hemp Fest. And thank you to everybody who's come out to see us here at this festival, because there's a lot going on to compete with Free Talk Live right now, including some very talented musical artists. Of course, you can still join us. We still have open phone lines. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the struggling Seattle Hemp Fest, a very, very popular event. Like they said, one day was a rainout recently in a past year, and that cost them $140,000. Yeah. So it gives you some sort of idea for the size of this this festival. And of course, Seattle is now a place where cannabis is, for the most part, legal. Yes. Was there more from that story you wanted to share with
there
us?
There is. The closing thoughts of the author of the article, he says, "I wonder if the struggles are simply due to a lack of interest. It's not a worthwhile event. At most, you can justify spending some time at the event for the people watching. I've gone a few years for this, but it's just not all that interesting. I don't need to go to Hemp Fest to see stoners meander. I can see that at almost any park on any weekend." one thing that could potentially save Hempfest, Pokemon Go. There just seems to be something compelling about watching stoners search for a Pikachu. Perhaps that will up the people watching game, but short some major change to the offerings by Seattle Hempfest, I say we congratulate them for a history of normalizing marijuana.
Yeah, for sure.
Helping pave the way for legalization, and now they can move on to something more meaningful.
Yeah. Well, for a lack of vision, the festivals perish, right? So, you know, Jason Reintz, or whatever the author's name here is, he's got his opinion on what good Hemp Fest is in Seattle, and his opinion is legit for him. But, again, I'm going to bring you back to, well, what is the point of Oktoberfest? When, now, these things are all over America. They've got fish festivals, shrimp festivals, corn festivals. There's a pickle festival in Winchester, New Hampshire. What's the point of going to Pickle Festival? To watch
it's
people wander around with pickles?
To commemorate the wonder that is the pickle.
Yeah.
And all of these other things. Americans love an excuse to drink or eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do.
Most Americans are not of Irish descent. But most Americans still celebrate St. Patrick's Day because it's an excuse to go drink green, crappy beer.
St. Patrick's Day is largely a failed festival, okay? It's successful for bars and restaurants, but those bars and restaurants didn't create St. Patrick's Day.
The Catholic Church did.
It got out of control as far as whoever decided that they were going
to
make a fair.
It's an excuse to go drink.
I understand, but that's not a festival.
Oktoberfest is a celebration, a holiday. Excuse to go drink.
No.
New Year's Eve is an excuse to go drink. Mardi Gras is an excuse to go drink. Memorial Day is an excuse to go drink. Labor Day is an excuse to go drink. NASCAR is an excuse to go drink. Football is an excuse to go drink. Americans look for excuses to go
drink.
They
don't need any excuses.
It's 5 o'clock. Let's have a beer. It's Tuesday. Let's have a beer.
It's lunchtime.
So let's not trumpet the demise of Seattle's Hemp Fest here, because apparently Americans, if they don't need much of an excuse to go someplace and drink, they don't need much of an excuse to go someplace and enjoy hemp.
Right.
So
a lot of them will go to their couch. And enjoy cannabis.
Look, man.
Or they'll go to the park and enjoy cannabis.
I don't care. Seattle has like a million people in the metro, Daryl. You don't need all of them to go someplace. You don't need all of them to do anything to have a successful event.
I'm not the one trying to have them have a festival. You are the one that wants to continue the festival that apparently is losing money.
Who says it's losing money? This guy.
The guy writing the article citing something from the organizers that one day they lost $140,000 last year. The organizer also says that there's been a quote-unquote lack of donations from the community and the attendees.
Yeah, it's time to call it quits and then let another one rise up.
Seattle Hemp Fest.
A business change.
Seattle Hemp Fest is reliant upon a GoFundMe to try to raise money.
Agreed. That's not a good model.
Okay. So
it's not activism.
Time to end. If something's floundering, it's time to just cut it off and then let the market create something new in its place. If there are enough people out there who say, well, Hempfest was a great thing, but we can do a different version or run our own version. Just like with Pumpkin Fest. Just like with, so what? You don't have intellectual property rights over the idea of a Hemp Fest.
You have a list of vendors.
Okay, that is true.
The GoFundMe for Seattle Hemp Fest, titled Keep Seattle Hemp Fest Alive, had a goal of $20,000. They raised $1,500.
Wow, we did better on
Ian's GoFundMe for satellites raised over $1,500.
How many donors did they have? 28 people?
They had 28 people.
We had 40.
In 2 months.
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little bit better now about that.
GoFundMe's rough, man, because you're really not offering anything, you know?
Well, we had some perks. But actually, we didn't use a GoFundMe. We did an Indiegogo. But nonetheless, we did raise around $1,700. So we actually did better than Hempfest. That's kind of sad. So, yeah, I mean, this to me is an indicator that this event is it's on the outs. And that's okay.
And you mentioned about nobody having the naming rights. Apparently, Seattle Hempfest is a nonprofit. So there is an organization called Seattle Hemp Fest.
Yes.
So someone is claiming intellectual property on those words.
This is a management issue. It's a vision issue. It isn't, there's a lot salvageable here, and people can have a great event.
Well,
and there were perks for donors, so people that donated between $5 to $74, got their name posted as a contributor in the Dope magazine booth at the event. People over $75 received a copy of the Hemp Fest poster printed on hemp paper. People over 150
got t-shirts. Whoopee, so printed people's names on stuff.
So, you know, here in, well, not here in Keene, but normally we're in Keene, New Hampshire, and Keene had the Pumpkin Festival for many years. Was a very, very popular event. Got thousands of people, tens of thousands of people to come into Keene from the surrounding states to look at pumpkins, you know, and drink and whatever.
And walk around like juggalos.
Well, they were dressed up in costumes and things like that.
That is ridiculous.
I didn't see very many juggalos there.
My son Jack was in that fair, the parade that they put those kids in where they would have a couple of thousand people walk down Main Street. It's not about juggalos.
Not at all.
This is about kids in costumes.
I'm just telling you, when I was adults in costumes,
I walked around.
Because when you got out of, by the time you got out of bed, the event was essentially over.
What are you talking about, get out of bed?
Well, I'm tired.
He gets up at 9:30 in the morning. I get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I went down there at 10, and I saw a bunch of juggalos and a bunch of pumpkins and said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and went back.
You must have gone. You must have gone to the wrong place. I mean, when I've been down to Pumpkin Festival when it existed in Keene, because it stopped.
It still exists in the fairgrounds.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say. That's what I was going to say. Not the same Pumpkin Festival though. That's the Monadnock Pumpkin Festival or whatever, or Pumpkin Celebration or whatever they call it. So what happened was Pumpkin Fest ended because it went insane after a college neighborhood party got out of control, basically, and hundreds of college students were in the streets rioting.
People flipped a card, set a fire in the middle of the street.
Now, arguably, it was because the police crackdown on the parties was what created the riots, but nonetheless, it was used as an excuse to say, no more Pumpkin Fest in downtown Keene. And so the organizer of Pumpkin Fest then decided to move her festival to another town in New Hampshire.
Because the city of Keene did not meet her demands.
Right. And so then somebody else said, well, we still like pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns or whatever, so let's have another one in Keene, but we'll hold it a private property now instead of on Main Street. So in my opinion, it's a better, I mean, I haven't been to the new festival.
I would say it's better because they're not shutting down half of the city.
Exactly.
If you want to drive from one side to the other, you don't have to drive 10 miles out of the way.
Right. And the newer event is a smaller event. It's more focused on, you know, having families and costumes and pumpkins, as I understand it, rather than this, we've got to get the world record thing that the old Pumpkin Fest did every year. They did, but then they lost it to Boston, and then they got it back. And
it's
then
hard
they lost
for a little town to compete against a big city.
Right, but they managed to. But nonetheless, that was always the focus was, we've got to get 30,000 this year. And, you know, if they didn't make it, people were disappointed. So now that whole concept is gone. Now it's just pumpkins and food and, you know, and fun for people. So that's what could happen with Seattle if they wanted to change the picture.
Pumpkin Fest in Keene died because the city wouldn't allow it to exist. It was regulated out of existence.
Died because the organizer demanded a large amount of money, and the city council rightly said no.
Yeah, I agree. I think it needed to go away. I think that was the right choice to make. Anyway, change is good.
Who am I to say?
It's creative destruction. Well, you have an opinion, and your opinion is as valid as anyone else's. It's creative destruction, right? When something dies, a business dies, or an idea dies, something new is created in the ashes, or the phoenix rises from the ashes, if you will. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, even though in places like Seattle or in Colorado, cannabis is purportedly legal, the raids continue. We've got an update on that on the way here. Hour number 2 is coming up live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.